been reproduced. Here you can see women going about their daily work, ironing, saying their rosaries, and doing embroidery or knitting. Also, you can observe old, simple working of circular carpets. In fact, old clothes or ruined fabrics were always recycled into fine strips of fabric. They were woven and bundled and then stitched together to produce slippers and small round carpets. You will also notice a woman who, while she's working, is rocking an old, basic fabric cradle hanging on the wall called a nakka, hence the term that's still used in Sicilian dialect, annaccare, which means to rock or to cradle. In the camera, time was used chatting and handing down anecdotes and experience from one generation to another. In winter, a cufuni was lit, a large terracotta brazier that heated the room and on which laundry could be placed to dry. As this was originally the largest room in the bagno, it was not used as a bedroom, but served as a meeting place for the family and small community. It was the room in which they danced and parties were held, and above all, where marriages were celebrated around the clock, with dancing, singing, playing of music and traditional food. The room features a Liberty-style 20th century floor, walls, and a buffer decoration that's just recently been restored. In fact, in 2008, it was restored to preserve the rooms and to bring them back to their original pristine state. For instance, the walls were painted with chalk according to the old painting technique, with a so-called scupazzo, a broom made from African oil palms.